Shalom, brethren, today Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach and Lashana Tova. Happy New Year to you all and a peaceful Sabbath, a sweet new year ahead. Hallelujah. A year in which we will be delivered from barrenness, and barrenness in our lives will be replaced with fruitfulness. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, amen. Let us continue to pray the prayer of let every barrenness in our lives be free, be replaced with fruitfulness. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And it's interesting that that scripture of Isaiah 54 has come up today, because this is also the very day on which Yahushua HaMashiach, Abba Yahweh, we've already learned that he remembered Sarah and Hannah and allowed their wombs to conceive, but also this is the day on which Yahweh declared to mankind, after creating mankind, that let mankind be fruitful and multiply. He also declared to the animals that he created on this day that they should be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is none like you. No one else can touch us like you do. We can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you, Lord. No one else can touch our hearts like you do. We can search through all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. We worship you, Abba Yahweh. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. there is none like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, Lord. We worship you. In Yahushua's name, we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Praise Yah, hallelujah. Praise Yah, amen. Praise Yah, hallelujah. Praise Yah, amen. Praise Yah, praise Yah, hallelujah. Praise Yah, amen. Praise Yah, hallelujah. Praise Yah. Amen. In Yahushua's name we worship. Amen. All right, now we are going to continue by reading the seventh commandment. The seventh commandment says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Hallelujah. This is the commandment that Yah corresponds to the sixth day of the week. Hallelujah. This is the day that He corresponds to the sixth day of creation. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Hallelujah. Committing adultery is when you sleep with someone else's husband or wife, as in have sex with somebody else's husband or wife. It can also involve kissing. It can also, kissing on the mouth particularly. And basically having an affair with a married person. So cheating on the person. When somebody commits adultery, they cheat on their spouse, which is wrong. So let's first of all read the introduction. He says here in the Legends of the Jews section 3, part 1, verse 69, the 10 commandments which Yah first revealed on Mount Sinai correspond in their character to the 10 words of which He had made use of at the creation of the world. That's the baby. The 10 commandments which Yah first revealed on Mount Sinai correspond in their character to the 10 words of which He had made use of at the creation of the world. So the seventh is what relates to today. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, as per Exodus chapter 20, I believe is verse 14. Let's go there. Exodus 20, I believe is verse 14. Yes, verse 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. So he says here that it corresponds to the word, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. For Yah said, I chose for thee a spouse, abide with her. Hallelujah. Let's read that again. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, corresponds to the word, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind. Hold on. After his kind. Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, for Yah said, I chose for thee a spouse, abide with her. So you remember that we have, you know, we have taught that for each and every part of creation that Yahweh has created, he has made sure there's a spouse in place, except for the Leviathan. He has destroyed the, he has killed the Leviathan female, because when the Leviathan female and the male come together, nobody can survive. Interesting. Hallelujah. This is what we learned on the fifth day of creation. So the seventh commandment, which is thou shalt not commit adultery, is the one that is related to today, the, to what was created on this day, which is the animals and the plants. The animals and the human beings. Yahweh wants us to respect each other by sticking to what he has assigned to us. For every human being that is supposed to be married, Yahweh has created the spouse of that person. Hallelujah. For every man on earth that is supposed to be married, Yahweh has created the missing rib of that person. We are not supposed to be gallivanting all over the place, you know, trying out different people. We are supposed to pray to him who fashioned our lives, the one who decided that our nose will be this size, our bottom will be this size, our hands will be this size, our height will be this size. You know, the one who decided everything concerning us, which parents we will be born to, which siblings we will have, which houses we will reside in, which offices we will work in. He is the person we are supposed to look up to determine who we are supposed to be married to. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name, and for the men whom they are supposed to marry. All right, now, before, because the sixth day of the week is really long, the reading is quite long in the legends of the Jews, so I want to touch on the other things that are that are part of this day of creation before I start the reading of what happened as per the legends of the Jews in greater detail. Okay, now the attribute for the sixth day of the week is Yesod. Remember that this attribute is linked to the sixth week of the counting of the Omer, as well as the sixth millennium. And this attribute is called Yesod, which means foundation, and it also means bonding. And the biblical character that is assigned to this particular attribute is Joseph. Although when I hear the word foundation, what comes to my mind is Psalm 11 verse 3. For the foundations of the right, if the foundations of the righteous are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations of the righteous are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations of the righteous are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And when I say this, I'm reminded of Joseph that was about to make a mistake by sleeping with that woman that was the Pharaoh's wife. And Yahweh warned him that if you sleep with her, I will destroy the earth with this stone. Yahweh was holding a stone in his hand, and he showed it to Joseph. He appeared to Joseph, you know, face to face, and warned Joseph that if you dare sleep with her, I will destroy the entire earth with this stone. And that was, so Joseph fled. He was nearly tempted because the woman did everything possible to make sure that Joseph succumbs to temptation. She really disturbed him for a very long time. Even when he went to prison, she still found a way to go there and disturb Joseph. But praise Yah for the strength that Yahweh gave to Joseph to overcome. Joseph's life would have been destroyed, the foundation of Israel and our deliverance as the rest of humanity would be destroyed completely, because it all hinged upon Joseph. The deliverance of the Israel from bondage could not be fully manifested unless Joseph's body was removed from the land of Egypt. So Moshe had to go and dig it out so as to make sure that their deliverance was in full, because the Egyptians believed that for as long as they hold on to Joseph's body, their country will continue to prosper and the bad luck will not come to them. So they really hid it far to make, and they guarded it with dogs. But praise Yah for Moshe, whom he gave the ability to bring out Joseph's coffin supernaturally, and then the deliverance was fully manifested. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Alright, let's read about the attribute called Yesod, which means foundation and bonding, and is associated with Joseph, Yahusef. It is the quality of making the word of Yah the foundation of our lives. Joseph, Yahusef, exemplifies this in that he maintained this foundation despite his many trials. It starts with learning the Torah, 2 Timothy 3:15, that talks about study to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. Study to show thyself approved. Hallelujah. Study to show thyself approved. Let's read it. 2 Timothy 3:15 says, I'm going to read it in the World English Bible. It says, 2 Timothy says, from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Yahushua HaMashiach. From infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Yahushua HaMashiach. Then verse 16, every scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of Yah may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Hallelujah. So I just read verse 16 and 17. Okay, I'm going to carry on. Yahushua, the living Torah, so he is the word of Yah, and the word of Yah includes the Torah, said, my words are spirit, ruach, and life, chai. My words are spirit and life. He taught that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 Amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. So Yahushua HaMashiach taught that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. It is a powerful characteristic that desires to see Yah's word go from Debar, Logos, or Rema through our love for and knowledge of his promises and mitzvot or commandments. We are motivated to translate the biblical concepts into actions. So it goes from the word, it goes from the bar, so just words, so logos or rema, to actions. Hallelujah. Think of your sword as the force of wisdom and knowledge that builds our faith. Think of your sword as the force of wisdom and knowledge that builds our faith and anchors us to godly spiritual bedrock. Yahushua said, "The wise man is the one who digs deep and builds his house on the rock." Don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore. Where there's na 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 na, so you have to build your house on the rock. Don't build your house on the sandy land. Don't build it too near the shore, where the stones will rise. Na 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 na. So build your house on the rock. You better build your house on the rock. You better build your house on the. You better build your house on the rock. You better build your house on the stony land where the storms may come and go and the peace of Yah will reign. I'll stop there because I've forgotten the words, but I hope we understand what Yah is trying to say, that when we make his word our foundation, he is our refuge, he is our rock. And we will not be shaken. Amen in Yahushua's name. No matter what comes our way, we will stand strong by his grace. In Yahushua's name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's continue reading because I'm running out of time. But a closer look. Oh, hold on. Think of your sword as the force of wisdom and knowledge that builds our faith and anchors us to godly spiritual bedrock. Yahushua said, "The wise man is the one who digs deep and builds his house on the rock." But a closer look reveals his acting on the word of Yah in obedience. Hebrews 1:3 says, "The Messiah holds all things together by the power of his word, and we are to imitate him." Hallelujah. This is what every believer is to bond and to the word of Yah. This sense of bonding extends into our family and the family of Yah. We form an unshakable sense of unity, love, and attachment that benefits and blesses everyone. Amen in Yahushua's name. Ancient words ever true, changing me, unchanging you. We have come with na na na. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Amen in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. I need to go to the next audio where we'll read the legends of the Jews, chapter section 1, part 1. Shalom and Hag Sameach, Shana Tova.